Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight on Nature Spirituality, we explore new moon meditation. The new moon is the beginning of a lunation, the beginning of a lunar cycle. It is a powerful time for reflecting on the past, tuning into the eternal present, and looking ahead for new beginnings for the future. And tonight I'm going to share with you some chants and some perspectives and some meditations that can be done at new moon time. New moon, new moon, celebration. New moon, meditation. New moon, imagination. New moon, illumination. New moon, recreation. New moon, transformation. So at this new moon time, let us take a few moments and connect with the divine, with source, by whatever name or names, by whatever form or forms, that we work with the sacred, with source, with the divine in our own path. We attune to new moon. We commune with new moon. We attune and commune with new moon. We attune and commune with new moon. Divine is one, divine is many. Divine is Great Mother, Great Father, Great Spirit. Divine is Great Spirit that's within us and around us. Be with us and guide us. At this new moon time and in our new moon meditation, let us begin our meditations by calling to mind the sacred sun. The sun and the moon at new moon time are conjoined. Instead of seeing a crescent or a disk of light in the sky as we do with waxing, waning, and full moon, for new moon, we depict this as orb that is. Spend a few moments and imagine a black circle, perhaps in the form of a scrying glass. Let this dark disk representing new moon be the focus of your new moon meditation in the next few moments. we envision the dark disk symbolizing new moon. And as we gaze into this dark disk, we pay attention to what words, phrases, sensations, imagery comes in our mind. We envision this dark disk before us with eyes open or with eyes closed, in which we internalize the speech. Let us now work with it as a kind of portal, a gateway into inner wisdom. And as we continue to envision the dark disk of the new moon, let us consider it as a sacred scrying mirror, a magic mirror, a scrying glass that we can use for divination, imagination, transformation, and as you continue to focus on the dark disk representing the moon, I now invite you to consider it as a cauldron that you are looking into the depths of, a black cauldron of rebirth and renewal. And in the next few moments, quiet, focus again on the dark of new moon. And know that you work with this image to connect with the new moon in its many forms. Be in tune and commune with disc of new moon. Be in tune and commune with dark disk of new moon. Be in tune and commune with dark disk of new moon. And now we take another journey with imagination and creativity into new moon as a time of reflection and connection with our deepmost selves, with our inner self, with our soul, our spirit. Spend a few moments now and connect with the new moon in the eternal present. Be fully present with the here and now, new moon time. And use the phrase, new moon. Repeat it over and over. Silently as a kind of song or mantra. What comes to your awareness as you focus on new moon, new moon, new moon. Join the essence of new moon here now. New moon, new moon, new moon, new moon. And now I ask you to call to mind an image, the sun, of the sacred sun, glowing with radiant light. And over the image of the sun, imagine the rays of the sun extending out. Words. And recognize the moon as darkness is joined as seen from Earth. New moon as mystery joined with the sun. Draw in the power, the sacred sun, and the sacred new moon as you work with this mystery. The power of sun and moon conjoin, be in you, around you. So, another meditation that can be done at new moon time involves the five elements of nature, often depicted in the form of a tetragram or a pentacle, the encircled pentagram. The pentagram has its origins back in pagan antiquity. It was used in the mystery school in Pythagoras. Yes, that same Greek pagan scholar, mathematician, who understood and taught about harmonics, nature, and gave us the 4-5 triangle that we learned as part of geometry. The 5 points of the pentacle represent the five elements of nature. And at new moon time, we can focus on the pentagram and the pentacle, which is pentagram circled, of a way of bringing greater healing, well-being for ourselves. Let us focus on the sacred earth. It can take a variety of forms. You may want to use a ritual tool or to envision one for each of the elements of nature. And we begin with earth. You may want a small bowl or platter of salt. Salt, which the Romans valued so powerfully that it was used as salary. The salary actually comes from salt. And certainly, a certain amount of salt is needed for our own health. Too much salt, of course, can be a problem for some people. But salt is purifying, and it's cleansing and centering. So in this five element meditation, let us begin by connecting with the power of sacred earth. We call on the earth to cleanse our physical body. And we call on the power of sacred earth to bring healing to our physical body. And we call on sacred earth to enhance well-being in our body and the physical realm. Power, sacred earth, bless us time and in time to come. So, we call on the power of sacred air through our breath, through work with incense. Sacred air cleanses our minds, dispel negative and unproductive thinking. Power of sacred air. Nurture our mind, our thinking. Power of the sacred air. Enhance our mental well-being at this new moon time and in times to come. So be it. Powers of the sacred fire, sunlight, candle flame, cleanse away barriers to vitality. Cleanse away lethargy. Cleanse away problematic ways of being. Powers of the sacred fire, nurture us with stamina vitality. Energize up. Powers up the sacred fire. Enhance energy, stamina, and well-being. At this new time, and in time, so powers sacred water cleanse away emotional distress, dispel despair. Powers of sacred water nurture our mood and relationship. Powers of sacred water enhance our emotional life with well-being. At this new moon time and in time to come. So powers of sacred spirit, the radiant light that shines through clear rock quartz crystal. Powers of sacred spirit, cleanse away spiritual unrest and distress. Powers nurture our spiritual life. Powers of sacred spirit enhance spiritual balance, growth, well-being. At this new moon time and in times to come. So powers of the sacred circle, powers of the dark moon, of the pentagram in circles. Be in us, be with us now and in times to come. So attune to new moon changing. Attune to new moon releasing. Attune to new moon healing. Attune to new moon renewing. Attune to new moon changing. Attune to new moon releasing. Attune to new moon healing. Attune to new moon renewing. Attune to new moon changing. Attune to new moon healing attuned to new moon, renewing. So a new moon dance such as that, or one of your own choosing or adaptation, can be a meditation in of itself. Doing a change, even using the phrase new moon and repeating it over and over, can attune you to the powers of the moon and be a meditation to deepen your connection with this part of the lunar. New moon meditations can take the form of a ritual. The ritual meditation with the five elements and the pentagram encircled. It's ritual, it's meditation. A powerful new moon meditation that also has a ritual component is doing a house blessing. There are a variety of ways to go about doing a house blessing or a home blessing. It can be done wherever you make your home, be it a apartment or a home, urban place or suburban or rural, on land, in the air, camping vehicle. A home blessing at new moon time is especially powerful when you are able to do a cleansing. That's the old lunation, ending, carrying away that which is not needed. So a cleansing, a purification. Then having the powers of the new moon to attract, to bring in qualities to the home, peace, beauty, harmony, comfort, and then to do protection of the home. So you want to do the cleansing part, an energizing part, and a protection part. Some people choose to do a home blessing with all three parts combined. Some choose to do a particular ritual action for each of the parts. If you live in a home with multiple people, you can each take some type of blessing tool. For example, and five dwelling in a home, each could take a symbol of the five elements and move around the home once to cleanse, once to energize, and then standing together in a circle, envisioning protection around the entire home. Or some prefer to be able to do some form of cleansing. Many people like to do that with some kind of incense smoke, such as a joss stick, which you can take around each room. And for some, not only going around room in a home, also going around the entire dwelling. And then going around it to energize. And perhaps it is with a instrument, such as a sistrum, a drum, or with song. And then for protection, one can go around using one extended arm, one of one's arms and fingers, or using an actual wand of some kind, creating a sacred circle around the dwelling place for protection. Not only is this kind of ritual, but it's a kind of moving meditation at new moon and other times. Do not need to be sitting still, closing eyes, clearing mind types of meditation. They can take the form of a very active meditation with a focus. Once one is seated with doing a home blessing, it can be helpful to culminate the blessing meditation by energizing some symbol that is held above the doorway, such as the Bridget's Cross, or a Pennsylvania Dutch hex sign, or a pentagram, or perhaps there's some other type of home blessing symbol. Some people will bring a sprig of sacred herb, mistletoe, or a sacred cross made of rowan wood wrapped with red thread. There's a variety of different types of charms that can be used for blessing the home and can culminate a home blessing ritual. Why do some people like to do their home blessing at new moon time? Because you have the position of the time of waning moon, which is a powerful time to let go, to cleanse away, with waxing moon, the time to energize and bring in. And at this nexus point, you are able to join those together and have the protection and the balance for the home. You may want to do a new moon charm making ceremony as a meditation for blessing your home, in addition to doing a ritual with elements. Another new moon meditation can take the form creating some type of herbal tea that you will drink. Mint tea is one of my favorite new moon beverages. I enjoy it throughout the year at different times of the year and of the lunar cycle. But one of the powerful things about working with mint tea, peppermint, spearmint, there's a variety of different types of mints. So you can select one or do a combination. Mint has the magic that linked in with new moon and with dark moon, which is a name that many of us give to the very last bit of the lunar cycle. Some see dark moon and new moon as different words, phrases for the same time. And indeed, they coincide with each other. How I use those terms, that dark moon is the very end of the lunar cycle and way at the moment of new moon to the new moon. So they're conjoined. They're part of the what I call the new moon orb, which is the day before new moon, the day of new moon, and the day after new moon. So just as I celebrate full moons with the day before it's full, the day that it is full, and the day right after it's full, that three-day form, I work with new moon three-day cycle as well. I should mention that in some spiritual traditions, that new moon is actually defined as the time when the moon has thin crescent first becomes visible in the sky. And certainly in some religious and spiritual traditions, that's called new moon. For myself, I acknowledge that form of new moon, that definition of new moon, but my own personal practice has new moon centered on the actual start of the lunation, the transition from one lunation to lunar month to the next lunation. What are some things that one can do for new moon lunations? I think dream incubation is a powerful ritual and meditation that can be done at new moon. So before going to bed, I like to use a spiral notebook with a pen connected with it, put it next to my bed, and I put forth a request for a particular kind of guidance on health, guidance on my work life, or if one is endeavoring to make a decision, that could be the particular focus. Make a note about what the particular focus of the call for guidance is. And prior going to bed, not only having the notebook and pen by the bed and having, and I date it to what date that I've written this so that I know which new moon it is that I'm doing the dream incubation. And then in addition to having that right next to my bedside, I will do an incubation new moon meditation. So incubation means that essentially it's a kind of dream divination in which you signal your wisdom self within source, the divine within, that you seek to have some understanding and some guidance come to you in the form of a dream. And then as you are dropping off to sleep, to use some form of an incubation affirmation. At this new moon time, I call forth a dream of guidance for healing and well-being for myself. May I sleep well. May I dream well. May I have healing guidance dreams. Guidance dreams for healing and well-being. May I have May I remember dreams as I emerge from sleep. May I be able to work with these dreams. May I understand these dreams. May I put dream guidance into action as is appropriate. So be it. So essentially, you're putting out a call to the wisdom self, to the divine wisdom, to sleep well and have a dream with a particular focus, but you're also including suggestion, affirmation that you'll remember it. You will be able to work with what you remember and that you understand it, that you put it into action. By including each of those component parts, you strengthen the affirmation and the incubation. Now, for some people, they may do a new moon incubation of a particular topic or focus, not just one night, but two nights of the new moon, starting out before the moon has gone directly into the next lunation, then doing it that night of the first day of the new moon. Sometimes a guidance and a dream comes right after doing an incubation. Sometimes people awake in the night with the dream. If that's the case, jot it down into your journal. Or some people may record a version of it on an app on their phone or some other recording device. You want to set down your recollection of what dream experiences you have don't need to interpret it at that point, but share what has come to you as a result of your dream incubation. And then if it's middle of the night, return to sleep, you might have another dream. Then when you get up, and make a note how you slept, what dream you remembered. And once you've set things down, then spend some time, give yourself some time, either at that moment, if you can, when you're doing dream work following awaking, remembering the dream, writing it down and working with the dream, you're starting to get sense for the dream. You may want to do freeform journaling. You might not remember a dream per se, but another form of new moon dream incubation meditation is after doing an incubation, sleeping, awaking, then allowing yourself to journal whatever comes forth in your consciousness at this time. An important part of new moon dream incubation, and actually dream incubation meditation at any time of the lunar month, is to be able to give thanks for whatever you have received. And after you have done it one night, if you get a sense that you want more information or you didn't have much, any recall the first time, try it again the next. Some people actually like to do their incubation work three nights in a row. I'll leave that up to you. Related to this dream meditation from dream incubation is being able to make time at new moon to do meditation, to attune to the new moon, then after focusing on being one with the moon, to do journal, to allow the creative process, the wisdom within, to come forth through journal work. Now, there are different forms of journaling. Some people actually will type on a device, on a computer or a mobile device, and certainly you need to find a way that works best for you. I prefer to use longhand writing script, probably because I started doing my journaling that way. But another important reason for me is it doesn't involve me needing to use a device. So if I am outdoors and away from any kind of internet or electricity even, I'm able to do a meditation and set something down. And I'm not dependent on needing an electronic device that I actually give it form. And there is some research that has shown that when you actually write out something, you have some different processes that happen within your own way of working with your consciousness. It can help you remember it better and can actually access different parts of your consciousness. So in addition to these forms of new moon meditation, I have to mention the divination. And certainly dream incubation is a kind of meditation that is on the dream life. It's a form of divination. Some see new moon as a powerful time to repattern, to let go of the old, to bring in the new, and to get insight about that process, taking a look at past, at present, at future. So a divination device can be used at new moon time. You may want to draw a tarot card, oracle card, or do a card spread. If runes are your preferred of working with a divination tool, then you may want to draw a rune or several runes, either in a particular pattern or as you get a sense as you're working with a simple card or three rune spread would be to draw one for the past, one for the present, and one for the future, and to do a meditation on each one as and reflect on that. Those are just a few examples of working with divination with a divinatory tool, but another really powerful way doing divination at new moon is to allow yourself to go into a meditation by using an actual scrying mirror. We began our time together pinning a dark disc. Well, you may want to actually have a scrying mirror as a ceremonial tool for divination. For some people, they find working with a dark scrying mirror, often in the shape of an oval or disc. I prefer for new moon to actually use a darkened disc. And you can get a darkened disc by actually having a mirror and black or a piece of glass and painting it black. Or there are places that craft different kinds of black mirrors, as they're called, or scrying glass, and we'll work with these eyes open, look into the depth of the actual scrying glass as part of divination. Some look at the scrying glass as a focus and then close eyes and then see image internally. If you're doing some form of divination work, I strongly suggest that you do some type of cleansing of the space of yourself, of the tools, prior to doing this work, centering work, doing the form of divination, and then including the time that you set aside for this, sufficient time to not only have the divination, but to set it down, to make a record of it, then to do some reflection on what has come to you, and then to conclude your time by calling to mind your experiences, reading over what you've written out, what has come to you, to do another reading, add to it, and then to give thanks to divinity, to the new moon, to divine forces or force that you have worked. New moon is a wonderful to do to help relax your body, your mind, your energy, your feeling, your spirit. So another form of doing new moon meditation is to work with each of these degrees of self. You may want to work with relaxing each of your body parts in turn. Some people like to begin with the toes, the feet, the ankles, the lower legs, upper legs, torso, going out the shoulders and arms, the hands, then moving up, going through the face, and to actually feel connections with each of the parts of the body. You might call it a body scan. Beginning with that, and then testing and relaxing each part of the body as you do a scan, and letting that be a way of helping to relax yourself. Another form of new moon meditation can take the form of breathing techniques. Now, you can take meditative breath techniques that can be used in a variety of different contexts at different times during the month, during the year, and work with them at new moon time. So one example is breathing. Relaxation. Making a sound with your breath. Releasing what is not needed. Breathing in. Relaxation. Letting go of what a very simple breath pattern that could be healing, relaxing, and also balancing. In addition to working with breath meditation, you may find a new moon meditation that involves movement, dance, and some work with some movement practices such as Tai Chi or yoga. Postures and practices have found doing some form of moving meditation to be very moon time. And one of my favorite new moon meditations is that of the new moon nature experience. During the day, yes, that sun, which also is joined with the new moon, if it's out glowing, or even if it's a cloudy day, or maybe even precipitate, you still have the light of the day. Being able to get out in nature during the day at new moon time, taking in days, coming to an awareness, one with the environment around you, self in relation with the greater nature of which we are part, here on planet Earth, of powerful nature communion meditation during the day. But there is a nature communion meditation at new moon time that I enjoy. That's at nighttime. And that involves going outside, and ideally you can go to an area where you can get some glimpses of the sky. Now, in some urban areas with sufficient light going on, you might not be able to see the whole sky as you would in a dark sky environment. But even within urban or suburban environment, it's possible to find some places where you can get some glimpses of the night. So I especially appreciate going into dark sky environments. So that might mean driving or somehow commuting to a place outside of human electric lights so that you can see the starlight of the night at new moon time. Gazing into the night sky is one of my favorite new moon meditation. Why I like this is it gives me a chance to commune with nature as nature, including cosmos. Not just nature on planet Earth, our home, but experiencing ourselves as part of this greater universe of which we are all part. And because it's new moon time, there's no illumination from the moon, and so the stars shine. Some people call the new moon the mystery because the moon isn't visible in the sky. And certainly, if one's wanting to have a night sky experience and is precipitating or you don't have a good view, there's a variety of astronomy that from time to time will have great views of the night sky online in real time. I see that at new moon going out and celebrating the beauty of nature in daytime, evening with sun and moon conjoined, powerful way of attuning to new moon, and at nighttime, connecting with all of those stars in the sky. When one really does starlight new moon meditation, it can really help dispel one's concerns about day-to-day life, and for it puts things in perspective. Well, these are new moon meditations that are part of my own spiritual practice, and I invite you to try some out and to make new moon a time next every month, and to do some special new moon meditation during the course of the year. By having a monthly new moon practice, it strengthens your connection with new moon and the rhythms of the moon as a whole, and the rhythms of nature as well. We give thanks to new moon. 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 Time of ending and beginning. Ending and beginning. Ending, beginning. New moon, divine is one, divine is many. We give thanks to you. Continue to be in us, with us, guide us in our life journeys now, this new moon time, and times to come. So be it. Thank you all for being part of New Moon Meditation on Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. For more information about the work that I'm doing and with Circle Sanctuary that brings this podcast to you, along with a lot of other podcasts by others, I invite you to go to circlesanctuary.org on the web. You can find us on Instagram, Circle Sanctuary, and on Facebook, Circle Sanctuary Community, on YouTube, Circle Sanctuaries there as well, and on Facebook, CSN Podcast. Like and follow our page to learn not only about my upcoming Nature Spirituality podcast episodes, but my other podcast, Nature Mystic, CSNP. And those of you who enjoy moon magic, be sure to tune in to the Moon Magic Podcast, David and Jeanette Ewing. I give thanks to them for engineering station and internet radio network and help, as well as Casey Pope, who does her social media, Laura Gonzalez, and Deborah Rose. We're all Circle Sanctuary ministers that are doing podcasting, bringing you this form of education and spiritual experience. Be well, be safe. Thank you for joining us. So be it.
Is it really gonna go like this? Is it really gonna be poor me with a stiff whiskey crutch? Oh. Is it really gonna end this way? I mean, I've left better deals for less than this much. Oh. And I'd really love to call a friend, but I'm here without a phone. I've been driving around, it's 3 a.m. and I'm sitting here alone in my car.
Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.